these guys aren't going to all go to KU, Johnson County, not even Baker, not even any of our local schools. You know what I'm saying? They're going to graduate and they're going to be working. Now, they could either be good citizens for our community. They could be bad citizens for our community. Who knows? But as long as they have a way to express themselves positively, and the community can say, well, hey, I got to go to work too, brother. Right on. I'll go get your CD because I know you working like I'm working. I'll support that more than thinking you're going to be that quote-unquote rapper that's going to end up tearing up Massachusetts Street. You know what I'm saying? Here, these guys are going to do hip-hop, whether I come to hip-hop class or not, right? They was already doing it. They was already writing raps, beatboxing, UDC. They already on the MySpace, got things going on. If GQ don't come to hip-hop class, I don't know that Mr. Villas or any other administration can connect with them along the lines of, nah, man, you don't need to be talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, guys. Y'all not living that type of life. My first week in hip-hop class was all about, come on, y'all, keep it real. I don't even talk about that stuff. I'm in the streets, if you put it like that. I mean, I'm a grown-up. I'm an adult. I could be in the streets. I'm not that type of individual, though. And so when I sit back and listen to 17 and 18-year-old kids, 16, I'm out here shooting and rah-rah-rah. I'm like, come on, guys. Don't do that to what I love as far as hip-hop. I'm already got enough problems with the community because Kansas City comes down here and tears up the club. Topeka comes down here and tears up the club. And me and my local hip-hop artists, we rap is bad. All through the week. Ain't nobody tearing up nothing in town. We rapping all week. Friday comes along and Topeka and everybody's encouraged to only come to this one community that they can actually party hip-hop now. They done already messed it up in their town. They come to Lawrence and the paper or the community says hip-hop did it. And now when they go back home, they done got locked up, put in jail, and they got to go back home. I can't get a show now. This next generation of hip-hop can't do no shows. Unless they go to KU, because that's the only real hip-hop in town, quote-unquote. That's the only safe hip-hop. That side of Massachusetts. That's not right. And so I'm like, I got to involve myself.